This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from the Wellness Center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health System. Thibodaux Regional believes in building a healthier community to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. I want to thank Greg Stock for helping us out today and getting all this settled up at Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line and talk to the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, Frank Selfo. Coach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mike. Good to hear from you. Good to talk to you and miss you sometimes. I don't get a chance to hear you all the time.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. It was a slow start, a tough start because of the schedule, but your team is hot right now. They have played some really good football. When did you know, Frank, that it would all sort of piece together? Because you're explosive on the offensive side of the football. You bend on defense, but you played some really good defense also. This team really came together after a very difficult early schedule.
We did, Mike. You know, I remember when we played Tulane, we saw some flashes, especially in the first half, against a team that I thought was really good. And then, you know, you kind of start having some doubts because Tulane loses a couple of games, really tough games, to two tough opponents. And then you see what they're doing now. So that was a really good football team that we played against. And then as the next few games unfolded, I saw more consistency in some of the things that, you know, we thought was from a positive standpoint. And then we just kind of, you know, we hit conference and then kind of hit a stride there. We played Tarleton, a good Tarleton team, to 3 on the road. Got beat at the end, and then won 5 out of the last 6. So we've been playing well. I just think we've won some close games, and I think that speaks to the character of our football team and our staff. And a lot of things lend itself, but we're not hurting ourselves, and I think that's where those things are. That's what's going to contribute to us winning those close games.
Coach, when you look at it, what you've done at Southeastern sort of is a mirror image of what I saw Tim Rebo do at Nicholls State. You concentrated on the state of Louisiana. You can go a little bit left and right. You can go into Mississippi and grab players. But the concentration on Louisiana talent in the high school ranks, and listen, you got to go get a JUCO transfer sometime or a transfer player. But you have built this from within. A really good program, and mainly on Louisiana players.
Yeah, I made a commitment when I got here, Mike, to do that. When I got here, over 70% of our scholarship dollars were spent on players out of state, from out of state, and I wanted to flip that. And right now, almost 80% of our scholarship dollars are spent on players from in-state. And what you said about Tim is exactly right. I saw what he did. I saw the blueprint for success by using Louisiana kids. And the coaching here is good. Our players and the fan bases here are passionate. And you know what you're going to get. You know the product that you're going to get. They love to play ball. And I saw that with Nicholls, and I saw what Tim did there with that program. And I wanted to do the same and kind of follow that path. And we've done that. And I think that's what led us to have consistent success, which I wanted to do that. I didn't want to be a fly-by-night program where you win one, lose one year, and then when again, I wanted to be as consistent as we could possibly be, and that's been made possible because of the Louisiana players that we've been getting here.
You know, a lot of times I hear it from guys that, you know, I'm not getting recruited by a Tulane or an LSU, but, you know, I'm hearing from Southeastern, I'm hearing from Nichols or McNeese. And I think one of the things in the transfer portal age, I think the pool of players are bigger for you now than, say, 5 years ago. Because if I'm an LSU or a Tulane, some of my concentration is going to be for an immediate guy. And he's had some experience somewhere else at another college. I think it's opened up a bigger avenue for you to get the prep players because of what's happened with the transfer portal NIL era.
Yeah, I 100%, Mike, I agree. You are right on that. And, you know, when you go back and look, we signed 24 last year out of high school. We signed 26 the year before. Some people are not doing that anymore. They're opting to go towards the transfer side and limiting their high school classes, and we don't do that. We're going to take high school players first, and that's what our big push is during the fall and then the early signing date. We're going to go after as many high school players as we can get, and like you said, a couple of junior college guys to come in January. But then we're going to – anything else after that, we'll go through spring ball and see what we need to get from the transfer portal. But our team's built with high school guys and Louisiana guys. You know, I was looking, I've said this a couple of times, I looked at it practice the other day, 10 out of the 11 guys we had on the field offensively that were practicing were from guys that we brought in as for true freshmen in our program. And 9 of the 11 on defense were freshmen that we brought in, not freshmen, but guys that we brought in as freshmen into our program. So 19 of the 22 players that were practicing on that one given moment at practice were kids that we had brought in and recruited out of high school, and they came here. And that's something we're extremely proud of. There are good players all over the place. And like you said, some of the schools are rather, you know, go get a 19 or 20-year-old, 21-year-old that has some playing time than take a chance on a high school kid. And we're doing that. We're going to take those chances. We do have a better product, I think, out there that we have an opportunity to get.
Coach, one of the things – before the season started and now looking at it now, give me a player or two on offense, defense, that has surprised you with his play.
I don't know if it was a surprise, but Darius Lewis has just been off the charts this year, Mike. He's got 70, I think, 5 or 6 catches. He's second or third in the country in punt return yardage. He's just dynamic with the football. His leadership ability and his practice habits are just beyond anything you can imagine. And I don't want to say it's a surprise, but the production that we're getting out of him, the way that we're using him, the creativity we have offensively with him being involved, and him being able to do all the things that we're asking him to do is just really, it's been such a pleasure to watch his package grow each week. And so, you know, from that standpoint, I think he's the guy for us. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we got a linebacker, KK Reno, from New Iberia, that just has been so consistent for us up and down throughout the entire season. And it's just exciting to watch him grow. You know, he didn't play much last year, was a part-time player, but really jumped into a starting role and just grabbed it from a leadership standpoint. So I think that's a couple of guys that you look at and you go, you know, wow, that's, you know, you don't see that much production coming out of them as the season unfolded, but then they've exploded onto the scene for us.
Coach, one of the things you and I have talked about this before, you're not afraid to play multiple quarterbacks. There are a lot of coaches out there that they want the man, okay? And the second string quarterback, you don't get a lot of snaps. You are unlike that. And you may be in a small category that you don't mind playing multiple quarterbacks and even multiple quarterbacks in a game. So where did that philosophy come from? Because that's a little bit unique in today's world.
It is. You know, back when, and you remember this, when we had Patrick Ramsey at Tulane, his backup was J.P. Lossman. And J.P. was good enough to play, right? But we also knew Patrick was really good too. But JP played a lot. We got a lot of snaps, and he got a lot of experience because of Patrick's ability to do what he could do. When Patrick got drafted in the first round, JP was able to step in as a junior, and it wasn't until then that he was a starter, but he had gotten a lot of snaps prior to that. He stepped in as a junior and just took off, and, you know, everybody said, wow, well, he had been playing for 2 years prior to that, and he becomes a first-round draft pick. Well, his backup was Lester Ricard. Well, Lester didn't play much, but we did get him some experience while he was there backing up JP, and that lent itself to when Lester had the opportunity, when JP goes in the first round, for Lester to step in and begin to play and play well. And I think at some point in time, you know, you got a chance to lose your quarterback. And if you don't help to develop those other guys and give them some game experience, then when that happens now, you're looking down the barrel. I know in the NFL you can't do it because of the money and everything else. But in college football, when you have an opportunity to give somebody a chance to get better and gain some valuable game experience, I think you have to be able to do that. And, you know, you also have to have unselfish quarterbacks. They have to be able to embrace that philosophy, and I think we do that. We do a great job of coaching them and teaching them and developing them, but explaining to them the philosophy of what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Coach, the Riverbell Classic is unbelievable. Throughout the years, this series is tied. Okay, you guys got as many victories as what Nicholls State has, and this is always a great rivalry. And I know when it's in Thibodaux, man, so many people from the North Shore come down to watch the game, and it's vice versa when it's in Hammond, they go from the Bayou to watch it there. And what does it mean for you? Because this is a big series, and a lot of it has to do too. You recruiting the same guys. The exact same players. And so a victory here means a little bit more.
Well, I think, the past just lends itself to this being a great rivalry. Like you said, we're tied 17-17. And why it happens this way, that the last three games that Nicholls has beat us has been here in Hammond. The last three games that we have beat Nicholls have been there in Thibodaux. We can't win at home. We put trouble holding serve. And Tim and I talk about it. We laugh about it. But it's just the way it is. And the games are close, highly competitive, highly emotional, highly intense. The fan base, the same thing. They're excited about this. Like you said, in recruiting, we're recruiting the same players. The players on our team either played against a lot of the guys that they're playing against, or they might have been on the same high school team. And now they're playing against each other. So I just think it epitomizes what college football is about and what it should be about, that the, two teams in close proximity and building a rivalry that's so evenly matched. And here we are again doing the exact same thing, year in and year out at the end of the season, Thursday night, we're the only game in the country going to be played. And then, so we get a chance to play each other. And it's just so much fun to be in. You love the game. You always want to come out on a winning edge, but when it doesn't happen that way, you look back and you do reflect on why, how close it was and how well that game was played. That is a great football team down there. They got this year. Tim's a hell of a coach, and they do a good job of what they're doing. And it's what a challenge for us to be able to be on the field with them at the same time.
Coach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. I know it's always busy the day before a game, but I appreciate you coming on with us and looking forward to tomorrow night's game between the Colonels. And hopefully, Coach, it's not the last game of the year for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. We got to appreciate that, Mike, that. And then, I hope it's not either. I hope we have an opportunity to go beyond this game. But this game is everything for us. And it's for our fans and our university and the entire North Shore. So we're looking forward to it just like they are.
Thanks so much, Coach. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
All righty. That was the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, Frank Selfo. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. Welcome to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from the first of its kind State of the Art Wellness Center on the campus of Thibodaux.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Regional Health System, 242,000 square foot facility here. It's just absolutely beautiful. We heard Greg Stock talk about they have like 600,000 people visit here each and every year. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Bottle Man, you've been waiting, brother. Hey, you got to inspire me, Bottle Man.
Hey, keep your shirt on, Mike. Keep your shirt on now. This is the point. First of all, thank God for this day that he has made, man, that we'll never see again. As always, number two, shouts out and condolences to those people that lost their lives, families, and everything, because I was over there that day. Number three, the race is not for the swift, strong, nor mighty, it's for those who endure. Watch our team. Watch our team. I'm talking about the Who That Nation. God ain't never did nothing that he never started. Just like a miscoach, Miss Al's ex-coach, but we can't talk about old news. Coach Rizzi is in the building now. Everybody's getting healthy one day at a time. Tell Bobby I say I don't get a chance to hear him much, and we got to see each other sight, face-to-face and all of this, so I can really hug and get a chance to fellowship. And a shout-out to the whole WWL station and all other stations. Watch our team. Ms. Benson and Mr. Benson going to do the boogie. Watch what I tell you. Who that?
Thank you, Bottle Man. I appreciate it. And, man, listen, I love to listen to you, man. You get me inspired each and every time you call in. So thanks for calling. I appreciate the happy Thanksgiving wishes. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, what's up, brother?
What's up, Mike? What's happening?
Oh, man, I'm at Thibodeau Regional, brother. I'm in your part of the neck of the woods here.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you live. Hello, and live. So I'm telling you hello on the radio.
All right, I appreciate it. I'm doing good.
I heard you in the neighborhood, so I'm just talking to you on the radio. So
I just Lester just left here. Lester, he just left Lester to go Beamer? Back home. Lester Beamer. You don't live too far from here.
Right. Edie White in Livingston. We should be able to beat that up, Mike.
I would think so, and boy, would that set up the matchup next week? Because you know who they would play most likely, Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Vanderbilt Terrier. Yep, we're waiting for that matchup.
And you know, I always tease Coach Lasang about it. I say, man, come on, Coach, you come so close to jumping the ditch. You got to do it one year, and he will always laugh at me. But man, Edie White, really talented football team. They so well coach. And Kyle does a fantastic job relating to the young guys of this world. And that's a lot harder than what we might think to motivate 14, 15, 16-year-old, 17-year-old young men to play as a group and not as an individual. Kyle Lasang's done a fantastic job at Edie White.
Right. And when you are getting eliminated by a forfeit player, oof, whatever, that should make the bracket easier for Edie White or even there, whoever wins out of them. You know, he's a pair.
I agree. Here's my deal with that deal with Yuhai. Why did it take so long for you to come down with this decision? Okay. That's the thing that kind of gets under my skin. If you were investigating this or if you knew ahead of time, why did you wait so long before you sprang it on everybody? Man, I wonder a little bit about what's happening with the LHSA.
If you knew you did illegal, they should have canned them from the get-go. They shouldn't even waited this long.
I agree with that. Yeah. If you knew it, then you should have done it right off the bat. But what they did, they waited to the final moment and say, oh, no, you can't get into the playoff outfit. So, man, ain't nothing fair in this world, but that wasn't fair. Because if you knew ahead of time, you should have told them, hey, it's you eliminated right off the bat. Instead, you let them roll this to the end of the year.
and maybe go change it up a little bit. I want to talk about Coach Reese for the Saints. If he has a strong show until the end of the season, because good things happen for this coach, like Kim, that kicker for Atlanta, he's like automatic. He missed field goals. The kicker for the last week, Hopkins, he missed a chip shot and all that. And I think we should give Coach Reese another chance if he finished strong. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're probably right, but he would almost I can't say run the table, but my friend Greg Cosell always says it, Mike, ain't nobody out of the race in the NFC South because the other team's there. He would have to make a run at the end, and certainly I think for what he's done, he's certainly caught everybody's attention, and he's got everybody's attention on that team. It's going to be a monumental task now. It's going to be tough because you got some holes here, especially at wide receiver and your top guys down. But can he do it? Can he inspire this team and make a run at the end? Then I think you got to give him serious consideration then. Thanks so much for the call, Hollywood. I appreciate it. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us Jim Derry from Datitude Podcast talking about Saints, Pelicans a little bit, LSU and Tulane right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from the Wellness Center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health System. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You can hear him on Datitude, Jim Derry. Jim, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Mike, great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Jim, I don't want to say you're an old pops like me, but you're in that neighborhood. What we saw Sunday from Taysom Hill goes on the Mount Rushmore for me of what I've seen in the Superdome, of what he was able to do totally. It's unreal to watch that guy and what he's able to accomplish. And you sort of know it's coming. There's nothing of a surprise there. And what a game he had against the Browns. And, again, I've seen all these games, and I don't care if it's Sugar Bowl, national championship games, other events other than Saints games. That's on the Mount Rushmore for me.
Look, Mike, just because I got a little gray in my beard, all right, you know, we have seen a lot. There's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, we were typing up something on Twitter in the first quarter of something – that hadn't been done in the NFL since 1951, and it was only the first quarter. You know, things that he had done. He had returned a kick, scored a touchdown, thrown a pass, thrown an interception, the things that he does no one else can do. And it's, you know, obviously it's why Sean Payton loved him so much, and it's what brought him here, and it's what's kept him here for this long. But I think the most amazing thing about Taysom Hill is that 34 years old, and the way that he runs, and he's still outrunning, you know, that last run. Now, granted, it was when the game was basically over, and how hard the Browns are trying, I'm not sure. But to be able to outrun everyone at his age and to do the things he can do, man, I wish I could have done those things back when I was 34 years old.
Yeah. I was talking to Pete Jenkins about it, and Pete was like, Mike, are you sure he's 34? I said, well, that's what his birth certificate says. What do you want me to argue with him about it? I'm telling you, he's 34 years old. But it is amazing to watch him and to see his career and what happened at BYU and hurt a lot with BYU. And he's been nicked up also with the Saints. But, yeah, man, when he's healthy, this football team, along with Eric McCoy, it made a difference. Having those two guys in the lineup against Cleveland.
Mike, one thing I've said about, you know, anyone who's ever covered the Saints and been in a Saints locker room after a game and see what Taysom Hill looks like after any normal game, he looks different than anyone else. And I'm not talking about his physical stature. I'm talking about I've never seen someone as bruised up as he is after every single game he plays, because he goes 110% every single play he plays, because it's the only mode he knows how. He doesn't have a turbo mode because he's always in turbo mode. But it's amazing when you look at him and he's got his shirt off and he's just black and blue throughout his entire body. And it's, you know, I'm not sure, again, and you talk about his age and you bring up his age, I don't know how someone at that age continues to do it at that level the way that he does and to take the beating that he takes.
Well, it's good that he's got an off weekend this week so he can rest up the schedule down the stretch. And some good, some bad. The Giants and the Raiders, come on. We know about that. But they haven't matched up well against the Rams. And you got the Packers right around the corner, too. That ain't going to be an easy gig on that. Look, going to LSU now, and I think their inability to run the football has caused all kind of problems. But everything sort of peeled apart in the second half against Texas A&M, not being able to react to the option quarterback in Reed. And then we saw Milroe, man, when he's going to go into College Football Hall of Fame, yeah. Give me the tapes of when I played LSU. Last year and this year is there. Man, the hole at center and guard is enormous, Jim. And that, I think, has caused a lot of issues. It forces Nussmeier I think he's trying to make every throw count, and you can't be that way. I thought they ran the football a little bit better against Florida, but Florida's lousy playing the run. Watch what happens to Florida this week. If you think Florida's a really good team, watch who they play this week.
They're not.
And see how they stand out. LSU is in a free fall right now. And Brian Kelly's got to put the net down real fast.
Yeah, and this is definitely the worst stretch of football that LSU's played since Brian Kelly's gotten here. And, you know, I think we maybe when we were talking about how good this offensive line was before the season, I don't think we were putting enough stock in that, just how good Jaden Daniels was, because Jaden Daniels could escape any pressure and got away and made those numbers look really good. And you're like, man, this offensive line's going to be, they're all coming back. You're going to be so good this year. And then you go to a guy who's not mobile at all and Garrett Nussmeier, and you realize, oh, maybe that's why the offensive line looked as good as they did. And look, I'm just really, I tell you what bothers me more than anything, and you kind of touched on it in the beginning, and it's not just the running game, but it's the play calling. And I think Joe Sloan's play calling, to me, has kind of got me baffled. Or maybe it's the exact opposite, because it's so predictable. It's become so predictable that they're going to run on first down and then not even running with the right guys. And I can't understand what he's trying to do. And you get yourself in a third and long situation. And look, Nussmeier has actually been able to get out of a lot of them on third down, but you can't keep doing it, and you can't keep putting yourself on third and sixth, because that's been LSU's biggest downfall the last 3 weeks, and it's why they've been losing.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us. I'll try to get you. I want you on Saturday, so I'll give you a time. Hopefully you can join us on our pregame show at Acme Oyster House and give us a few more words on LSU. But I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Mike, you give me a time, and I'll be on. I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks so much. Jim Derry does a fantastic job. And, man, I love that he gives you an opinion. Right or wrong, he's going to give you one. And that's why we have Sports Talk, for somebody to give a strong opinion on a subject. You're not always going to be right, but you give one better than not giving one at all. We'll be back to finish it off here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break. We're finishing up here on a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from the 242,000 square foot wellness center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health System. I want to thank Greg Stock and his entire staff for setting us up here. They've done a great job. And if you're in the Thibodaux area, it's something to see at the Wellness Center, and how this place is just blossomed overnight, so to speak, because I can remember as a kid growing up, this was nothing but a sugarcane field at one time. I want to tell everybody at 6 o'clock, it'll be Pelicans pregame show. And at 6:30, the Pelicans play the Cleveland Cavaliers. And you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Cavaliers lost for the first time last night. And, man, they made a run. It was 14-0, and then finally they got the loss. I suspect that tomorrow they'll be 15-1. They got a lot of walking wounded also for the Cavaliers. It's just not the Pelicans in this. So, man, Cleveland has really, really played well. this season. And I think they're catching certainly the Pelicans at the absolute right time. Well, again, want to thank everybody for listening. Want to thank everybody here at Thibodaux Regional Health System. And, hey, stay tuned. It'll be the Pelicans pregame show right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.